Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and it's our Bet 365 triple option feature of stories of the day. Steven, you go first.
I'm going to touch on the Pelicans game last night against the Lakers. Obviously, they went down 110-106 in the play-in tournament matchup. We got a game on Friday, super important against the Kings once again. But after the game yesterday, head coach Willie Green was not happy with officiating.
I don't feel like we've gotten a great whistle all season. That's how I feel when I watch the games. We're one of the teams that dominate the paint night in and night out. We have a physical dominant force in Zion, along with others. And it just seems like we're not getting those calls.
Now, coach isn't complaining about the Lakers getting 29 free throws, but the issue with him, the Pels only shot 15. 15 after they dominated inside. The Pels had a 62-36 advantage when it came to points in the paint. We've talked about this, I think, a lot throughout the season. It just seems not only Zion Williamson, but the entire team just doesn't seem to get the whistle from the referees. I don't know how that changes or when it will.
Ain't nothing going to change on Zion, LeBron.
No, we know he's getting those calls.
He's always going to get it. But listen, that wasn't something invented when LeBron first hit the NBA.
No, right.
Man, I saw that with Larry Bird and Magic and Michael Jordan. They got the calls. I mean, and so with a superstar player, he's going to get that part of it. That's always been a part of this game. It's always been a part of it, but you know, I think it's much more seen today because now every game basically is on television one way or another. Charlie?
Yeah, and I'm looking for the exact stat, so I'll come back to it later. The Lakers free throw disparity is just ridiculous. It's like double that of the next closest team. I don't understand it. But anyways, guys, my story of the day, USA basketball team for Paris 2024 Olympics has been finalized. I'm going to read off some of these names to you. Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Jason Tatum, guys. So that is the team that USA Basketball will field for the 2024 Paris Olympics. A lot of old faces in there. I mean, there are a couple new guys sprinkled in with Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton, but guys like Drew and LeBron and Kawhi, AD, like been there, done that, KD and Curry as well. It's almost like the last ride for some of these all-time NBA greats playing for their country at USA Basketball.
Guys, 25 years ago today, the Saints picked Ricky Williams in the draft, traded up, basically gave up an entire draft class and a pick the following year, too, to move up in round one. Buddy and I were doing Draft Fest, but we had known from people in the Saints organization that said, hey, listen, we don't really believe the Colts will pick Edgerrin James, but if they do, we've got a deal in place with Washington that we're going to trade for Ricky Williams. And it was as soon as the Colts picked it, I made the comment on the air that seals the deal. I actually heard that driving home. It was on ESPN call with Ricky Williams going to the Saints, and we get Mike Ditka up on stage, and Mike, his deal is, well, tomorrow I get to play golf all day. I got no picks. I'm ready to go play golf. But Mike really thought that Ricky was going to be his version in New Orleans of Walter Payton. And he was willing to give up all those selections to bring him in. And I've never seen a crowd react that way to a selection. They had people, guys, I'm telling you, that were driving down Airline Drive, that were pulling off to the side and then pulling into the parking lot. We were doing it at the Saints facility at that time, outside. People, going nuts with that Ricky Williams. And my only thing with that is, man, look what you gave up to get him.
Yikes.
That was a big, big haul. But Mike's first comment is, man, I'm going to play golf tomorrow. He said, Mike, your uncle's going to play golf? I said, well, he plays every Sunday. He's like, well, I'll be there too to go play golf. Didn't have any more selections.
Who was the GM then, Mike?
Bill Kuharik. But they did what Mike wanted. They did what Mike did. If Mike wanted a player, Mike got that player if he was there. Because Mike sort of took over the draft in a lot of cases. He really did. It was his call on what to do. And so, Bill had the title of general manager, but come draft day, it was Ditka who he had the final say and the only say that mattered, so to speak. But 25 years ago today, Ricky Williams, in a trade with Washington, the Saints picked Ricky Williams in round one. And, man, Ricky came out of college at Texas. That was as big a name. You're talking about from the running back position that you hadn't seen in a while, but then the Colts pick Ederton James. I think they made the right choice there. Man, Ederton was an unbelievable back for the Colts. Really, really was. But 25 years ago today, the Saints picking Ricky Williams. That's our Bet 365 triple option feature.